Senti, amico, ormai stiamo in macchina da 3 ore. Ma dove cavolo è questo posto?
Ve l'ho detto che ci voleva un po' di tempo per arrivarci.
Come si chiama il locale?
Si chiama...
Country Bunker Medicine Show.
Ci siamo. Ora eseguiremo un nostro grande successo. Ci auguriamo che vi piaccia.
But the bar's around the bend, whether she's here or not. So I'll save my crying for another day. Well, I'm gonna drink a lot of beer and step on somebody's toes tonight. And if you wanna holler, I'll be waiting through the squalor in the pale moonlight. I'm gonna sink right to the bottom while I twirl you.
Capelli neri, uno aveva una cartella nera.
Sì, sono andati di là.
No, non ci prenderanno, siamo in missione per conto di Dio.
Loro sono della polizia?
No, signore, musicisti. Sono 126 miglia per Chicago. Abbiamo il serbatoio pieno, mezzo pacchetto di sigarette, è buio e portiamo tutte e due gli occhiali da sole.
Vai!
Mascherati da cowboy.
Noi siamo i Good Old Boys.
Voi siete i Good Old Boys?
Howdy all, Lele Guerra here. Questo è il Country Bunker Medicine Show, una trasmissione quotidiana dedicata ai due generi musicali, la musica country e quella western. Radio Icaro in blu, 18:20, mezzanotte e 20, in streaming icaroplay.it, in podcast countrybunker.it. Era Beer di Ham Rodeo, perché quest'oggi festeggiamo the International Day of Beer, una giornata istituita nel 2007 a Santa Cruz in California, che dopo tanti anni vede raccolto il testimone da almeno 200 stati nel mondo. La birra è una delle bevande alcoliche preparate più antiche al mondo. La prima prova archeologica di fermentazione consiste in residui di una birra vecchia di 13.000 anni. Ci sono anche prove che la birra fosse prodotta durante il periodo neolitico, più o meno intorno all'8500 a.C. Alcuni dei primi scritti si riferiscono alla produzione e distribuzione della birra come il codice di Hammurabi, che includeva le leggi che la regolavano. L'inno a Ninkasi era una preghiera alla dea mesopotamica della birra ed era una ricetta. Circa 5.000 anni fa i lavoratori della città di Uruk, che è l'oderno Iraq, venivano pagati dai loro datori di lavoro con grandi quantità di birra, così come durante le costruzioni delle grandi piramidi di Giza in Egitto ogni lavoratore riceveva una razione giornaliera di 4-5 litri di birra che serviva sia come nutrimento sia come ristoro. Oggi racconteremo storia della birra e ascolteremo canzoni inerenti alla birra. Mark Vellenberg, Cold Beer and Country Music.
I tried walking the floor, took a swing at the door. They even had me a conversation with the wall. Hello, wall. Then I twisted up my mind. Like a neon beacon lighting up my way. Old Chin Street, she's calling out to me. When I get there, I might never wanna leave. I got some cold beer and some country music. Box filled full of Haggard and Jones. Let the sail clear. Ain't no need to confuse it. I need an ice cold beer and some country music.
Cold Beer and Country Music, Mark Vellenberg, niente di meglio che come prima canzone introduttiva per questa nostra puntata del Country Bunker dedicata all'International Beer Day. La birra si diffuse in Europa grazie alle tribù germaniche celtiche a partire dal 3000 avanti Cristo. Nel 1516 Guglielmo IV, duca di Baviera, adottò la più antica regolamentazione sulla qualità alimentare ancora in uso nel XXI secolo, secondo la quale gli unici ingredienti consentiti nella birra sono acqua, luppolo e malto d'orzo.
Stressing over the bills, dealing with your crazy ex-girlfriend, all just looking for time to kill. And if you know where I'm headed, why don't you just meet me there? Find the answer in a cold one, it'll be all crystal clear. It's always better when it's beer time. It goes good with some lime. Neon lights are sunshine. It's real good at keeping you cool. Throw your worries out that window. It's all high fives and cheers. And there's always a place you can find when it's beer time. Imports are domestics, bottles are cans. Any way that you drink it, it sure feels good in your hand. It's all good down on the river or at your favorite bar. Just chilling on the boat or just sitting in your backyard. It's always better when it's beer time. It goes good with some lime. Neon lights are sunshine. It's real good at keeping you cool. Throw your worries out that window. It's all high fives and cheers. You can find when it's beer time. It's always better when it's beer time. It goes good with some lime. Neon lights or sunshine. It's real good at keeping you cool. Throw your worries out that window. It's all high fives and cheers. And there's always a place you can find when it's beer time. Yeah, there's always a place you can find.
Mario Flores, Beer Time. Nelle prime forme di inglese, nelle lingue scandinave, la parola usuale per chiamare la birra era la parola che troviamo ancora oggi, ale. La parola moderna beer deriva invece dall'inglese antico bear e a sua volta dal germanico e si trova in tutti i dialetti germanici e su tutte le birre della Germania. Bia! Questa è la pronuncia bavarese di questa bevanda che oggi festeggiamo. I love beer, Rio Grande.
I don't like the way the gas has got high. And I don't like the way the stocks are down. And I ain't into boo-too politicians. But through true life experience I've found I love beer. Cold, cold beer. In a bottle or a can, long as it
sing against the hard stuff. But the choice ain't all that hard if you ask me. Well, the only way beer could be any better is if Congress passed a bill that made it free.
I love beer, Rio Grande alla fine si è trasformato in We Love Beer. Nel 1912 le bottiglie marroni iniziarono a essere utilizzate dalla Joseph Shields Brewing Company di Milwaukee in Wisconsin negli Stati Uniti. Questa innovazione è stata da allora adottata in tutto il mondo perché impedisce ai raggi del sole di degradare la qualità della birra. Le lattine invece furono commercialmente introdotte nel 1935 a Richmond in Virginia. Beer Bottles Red Eye Junction.
At the end. Shamrock.
Now there are those who like to think we'd be best without the drinking. No beer, ale, or frothy pints of porter. So let's hypothesize how it would change your life if everyone were only drinking water. There'd be no public houses, no bar to take our spouses, no party kegs or cans to celebrate. No deliriums or visions, regrettable decisions, no excuses to be coming home too late. So brothers, sisters, it's time to take a stand. You can fry my beer from my cold dead hand. Raise them up and drink them down. Yeah, raise them up and drink them down.
There'd be no swinging from the rafters, no bleary morning after. We wouldn't challenge strangers to a fight. There'd be no singing around the fire with a drunken boozy choir. We'd all be home and tucked up for the night. We'd have no wake to wake the dead. We couldn't wet the baby's head or toast the bachelor bride-to-be. We'd have no cheery pint to sup watching Ireland lose the cup. We barely need to go and have a pee.
So brothers, sisters, it's time to take a stand. You can fry my beer from my cold dead hand. Raise them up and drink them down.
Drink them down!
Yeah, raise them up and drink them down.
Drink them down!
Every barmaid, every waiter, both sides of the equator, would be out of work and living on the dole. The wealth of every nation depends upon libations. Beer, it seems, is worth its weight in gold. Well, we've assessed the pros and cons, taught it both the rights and wrongs, the hellfire into which we could be hurled. Now get that pint into your face, you can save the human race.
You're drinking for the future of the world. So brothers, sisters, it's time to take a stand. You can fry my beer from my cold dead hand. Raise them up and drink them down.
Drink them down!
Yeah, raise them up and drink them down.
Drink them down!
Yeah, raise them up and drink them down.
Drink them down!
Well, you can fry my beer from my cold dead hand.
Un omaggio anche alla birra irlandese con The Beer Song Gaelic Storm. La storia della birra in Messico risale alla conquista spagnola dell'impero azteco. Dopo la guerra di indipendenza messicana, all'arrivo di immigrati tedeschi, durante questo breve secondo impero messicano, fornì un grande impulso per l'apertura di molti birrifici in tante parti del paese. Gli americani acquistano l'80% della birra che consumano dal Messico. Mexican Beer, Bree Bagwell.
Pacifico.
Bordello gets all the senoritas saying hello. Soon your body will be feeling like Jell-O, and you'll be blaming Mexican beer. Please bring me another Corona. I'm starting to feel all alone. Make sure it's from south of Arizona. Import me some Mexican beer. Mexican water that I hold dear. That beach is nice, but it ain't here. At least we got some Mexican beer. Someone bring the band. Some Tecate, they're starting to feel a little natte. They're liking that tequila, kind of a latte. Oh my gosh, let's just stick to Mexican beer. Oh, bring me some of that Mexican beer. The Mexican water that I don't fear. That beach is nice, but it ain't here. At least we got some Mexican and some salt to dress it in. Just bring me my Mexican beer.
Mexican beer, Brie Bagwell. Nel 2022 il consumo globale è stato stimato in 192,1 miliardi di litri di birra. Qual è il paese che consuma più birra? Verrebbe naturale per noi italiani dire che sia la Germania. In realtà non è così. La classifica stilata nel 2022 dalla Kirin Beer University mette al primo posto la Repubblica Ceca con una media di 188 litri di birra pro capite, seguita dall'Austria dove si consumano 107 litri di birra per ogni abitante e la Romania con 100 litri. La Germania si posiziona al quarto posto, seguita dalla Polonia, la Namibia, la Spagna e l'Irlanda. Beer drinker William Michael Morgan.
If you like that car you're riding in, yeah, the Chevrolet or the Mercedes-Benz, if the road is paved you're driving on, that leads you to your house, you call your home. If there's wires in the wall and there's paint on the porch, you got a whole lot to be thankful for. Thank a beer drinker, somebody got something done, brother, you can figure it's a beer drinker in an old ball cap. Dirt on his hands and an ache in his back. So let's give it up for the guys on the clock. They'll work all week and then twist one off. Thank a beer drinker. And if you like that steak, you're biting into. If your hot tub's hot, if your AC's cool, if your roof don't leak and your fridge is filled with stuff shipped in on 18 wheels. When you push that button, when you flip that switch, if it all comes on without a hitch, thank a beer drinker, a beer drinker. Somebody got something done, brother, you can figure it's a beer drinker in an old ball cap. Dirt on his hands and an ache in his back. So let's give it up for the guys on the clock. They'll work all week and then twist one off. Thank a beer drinker. Yeah, I'll stop here cause the list is long. Just one last thing if you like this song. Thank a beer drinker. Oh, got something done, brother, you can figure it's a beer drinker and an old ball cap. Dirt on his hands and an ache in his back. So let's give it up for the guys on the clock.
Beer Drinker William Michael Morgan. Nonostante venga venduta praticamente in un solo paese, la birra Snow è la più venduta sul pianeta. Non sorprende che il paese in questione sia la Cina, che oltre alla birra Snow al primo posto, mette la Tsingtao al secondo, più altre due birre nei primi 10 posti. La Bud Light e la Budweiser sono al terzo e al quarto posto, mentre 10 anni fa occupavano le prime due posizioni, due birre brasiliane, l'Heineken olandese e di nuovo al decimo posto la Coors Light di produzione statunitense. I Can Drink Beer, Jason Burton and the Haymakers.
Well, I'm not the kind of guy with all the answers, and I'm never gonna win the Nobel Prize. You ain't gonna find me on a rocket ship to the moon. But there is one thing that I'm good at in life. Hey, I can drink beer. If I had a cooler full of cold ones, I'll be there. Hey, I can drink beer. If I had a nickel for every one, I'd be a millionaire. And if at first you don't succeed, model. No, I'm not. And I just don't have the time to save the whales. I'm a few credits shy of my law degree, 'cause I spent too much time in the county jail. But I can drink beer. Jones liked to drink White Lightning, and David Allan Coe said Jack Daniels, if you please. And Willie's been known to smoke a little weed now and again, but as for me, I'll take poor boys' relief, 'cause I can drink beer. Just don't care. Yell it loud.
I Can Drink Beer, Jason Bertrand and the Haymakers. Siamo arrivati al termine, ci siamo scolati un po' di birre durante questi 40 minuti di trasmissione del Country Bunker Medicine Show dedicato all'International Beer Day. Se volete sarò qui domani ancora con i due generi musicali, quello country e quello western. Radio Icaro in Blu 18:20, mezzanotte 20, in streaming icaroplay.it, in podcast countrybunker.it. That's all folks, da Lele Guerra è tutto, vi ringrazio per l'ascolto, vi auguro una buona serata, vi lascio con una buona lattina di birra. Beer Can, Luke Combs, ciao a tutti, a domani.
But here comes a few days of unpaid vacation, and there ain't no way, Jose, I'll waste them. 'Cause there ain't no better feeling than when I pick up a beer can and get to feeling like Superman. It's Friday night, y'all, here's the plan. Gonna throw back a couple and keep them glued to my right hand. Any flavor, size, or brand, until the point where I can't stand. No, nothing picks me up like a beer can. Well, I woke up in one piece, introduce myself to my new girlfriend, and there's a wrecking ball size hole in the wall in the basement. I ain't got no clue how or who could have made it. Well, all I know is shit hit the fan, and here we go again. So I pick up a beer can and get to feeling like Saturday, out here's the plan. I'm gonna throw back a couple and keep them glued to my right hand. Any flavor, size, or brand, until the point where I can't stand. No, nothing picks me up like a beer can. A beer can. Like a beer can. No, nothing picks me up like a beer can.
Bene, gente, questo è tutto per stasera. Siete sciolti e liberi, non fate complimenti. Non è che vi cacciamo via, ma qui forse devono chiudere, perciò vi salutiamo.
Move them on.
Hit them up.
Hit them up.
Move them on.
Move them on.
Hit them up.
Raw hard. Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Cut them out. Ride them in raw hard.
Raw hard.
Tagliamo la corda che è meglio.